Shalom to all. Today's afternoon, Shalom Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet. We are starting Nun Gimel Beis on the bottom right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, and the Vilna Sefer Daf. It's on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah Avos Malchus Abraham Chaser Achas. That there's 39 Avos Malchus, and now we ask, Minayin Avos Malchus Minat Torah? Where do we know these Avos Malchus Minat Torah? How do we know that there's 39? So Nun Dalet Amud Aleph on top, Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rioinu Son Kineged Abraham Chaser Achas Malchus Shekasa B'Torah. It corresponds to 39 times it says the word Malacha in the Torah, and that's how we know 39 Malacha. Now, Bon Kumi Ravacha, that's for Ravacha, call Hindachsim Malachas Shtayim. Anytime it says the word Malachais, does that mean two Malachais? Because the word Malachais is plural, so does that mean that it's referring to two separate Malachais or not? So, Amar Shain, he responds to this, Ashgaras Ainid Ravacha, Bukhali Raisa, Ravacha scanned his eye where he glanced at the entirety of the Torah, Veloy Ashkel Siv, Domilsa, and he didn't find that any such a thing was written. It doesn't say the word Malachais, so it's not even a question. Rather, by a Domilsa, this is a question we could ask when it says in regards to Yosef, Vayove Habaisa Lasus Malachtoi, that he came to the house to do his work, minhain, is that included in them? On one hand, it could be referring to the word malacha, doing regular work. On the other hand, as the Gemara in Rashi and Chumash says, that one of the opinions of going into the house to do his work was referring to doing the aver with Eishes Petifar, and in that case, is not referring to work. So is this or is this not included in the word work? Furthermore, we also have a pasuk, Vayechel kim bayim hashvi malachta asher asa, minhain, is that included? It says the word malacha twice over there as well, and the question is, when it says malacha in reference to Hashem, is this one of the words malacha that we learn from or not? Maybe it's only the word malacha that's sent regards to the Mishkan, and that's what we learn from. Now, Tanur Shem Rechai, Rosh Hashanah teaches, Shesh es yom teicha matzos uvayoyim ha-shvi atzeres la-Hashem alaykecha loy sasa malacha. 6 days you should eat matzos, the seventh day is an atzeres for Hashem, don't do any work. What do we learn from here? Hareza bala hashlem arbaim chaser achas malachas shekasa b'toyra. This comes to complete the 39 times it says the word malacha in the Torah, even though this was said not in reference to Shabbos, rather to Yom Tif, still it completes the 39 times it says malacha, teaching us on Shabbos no doing 39 malachas. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon says, B'shem Rosh Hashanah according to Shmuel Nachmani, we're only looking at words that are said in regards to the Mishkan. It's not just the word Malacha, though. It's also the word Avoida, and it has the word Avoida and Malacha 39 times in regards to the Mishkan. And continuing to discuss this, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Nachmani tells us, Zeha davar inksiv kan, Ela Eila ha-Devarim. Right before we start discussing Shabbos in Torah, it says the word Eila ha-Devarim. It doesn't say Zeha davar, which it could have said. Rather, it says Eila ha-Devarim. And the word Devarim is not necessary. What do we learn from here? Davar, divrei, divarim. Really, it could have said the word davar, or it even could have said the word divrei, but instead it said divarim, mikan. From here we learn, la'avos ulataldos, that not only are there avos malachos, but there's also taldos, there's subcategories of this avos. And furthermore, Rav Chanin Dispirin says, b'shem ravo, how do we know from this pasuk that there's 39 malachos? It's simple, it's a gematria. Aleph, chad, the gematria of aleph is 1, lamed is tlasin, the gematria of lamed is 30, and hey, chamisha, the gematria of the letter hey is 5. That's the word eileh. Aleph Lamed Hey is 36. And really, as we just said, the pasuk could have said the word Davar, and that tells us Chad, 1. Udvarim, Trey, that tells us 2. And Mikan, Larbaim Chaser Achas Malachas Shekasa B'Torah, from this pasuk itself, the words Eila HaDavarim, that tells us that there's 39 Malachas in the Torah. Now, Rabban de Kesaron Amrin, Rabban de Kesaron say, Min Asra Loi Chaser Klom. From the word itself, we're not missing anything. All we need is the word Eila, and that itself tells us 39 Malachas. How? Aleph is Chad, that's 1. Lamed is Tlasin, that's 30. And Ches is Temanya. The letter Ches here is 8. Now you're going to ask, what do you mean the letter Ches? Eila doesn't have a letter Ches. And the answer is yes, it does. Loimis Manin Rabbanan Darshan Bein Hey L'Ches. The Rabbanan don't withhold themselves. They have no compunctions about darshaning a Hey as a Ches. Many times we see that there's letters that are interchangeable, and a Hey could be interchanged for a Ches, and therefore Eila is really Aleph Lamed Ches, and that's 39 in it of itself. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, they learned this parak for 3.5 years, and Apkun Mine Arbain Chaser Achas Toldais Al Kol Chad of Chada. They ended up learning 39 toldos for every single malacha. And that means if there's 39 toldos for 39 malachas, we have a total of 1,521 malachas. And how were these all broken up? Min da ashchon mismach samchin. When they found a relevant av that a tolda could be attached to, so that's what they did. Hadolah ashchon mismach. But if they didn't find the relevant av for a tolda, avduna misho makav patish, they just said it's considered makav patish. It's a gemar malacha, and so it fits under makav patish, which was the second to last one that we mentioned in the Mishnah. A similar memra, b'nai Rav Chiya Ruba, the sons of Rav Chiya Rabba, the great Rav Chiya, avdin havi badein perka shita yarchin. They learned this parak for 6 months, and apkun mine shis milan al kol chad v'chada. They came out with 6 different toldos for every single av. And benoit Rav Chiya Ruba havas pshita navuan. The sons of Rav Chiya Rabba, they're in the shita of their father. The Tanya Rav Chiya himself taught hakaitzer grain harvest, habaitzer grape harvest, hamaisik olive harvest, hagaider date harvest, hatoilish plucking regular fruit such as apples or oranges, ha'ayre the fig harvest, kulan mishum kaitzer. All of them fit under the same title as kaitzer is just considered harvest. harvesting. And something similar, just not with Hilchos Shabbos, Amar Rav Sidur, Rav Sidur says, Yehuda b'Rebbe, Yehuda the son of Rebbe, Avdin havim machshirin shita yarchin, he learned Maseches machshirin for 6 months. He learned all about the different liquids and the different scenarios that could be machshir something kabal toma for 6 months. And besoif at the end, Asachat Talmud Reb Simai, a Talmud Reb Simai came along, v'shalalei, he asked him a question, v'leigive, and Yehuda didn't have an answer for him. And Amar, this Talmud said, Nikr huzeh shaloi avar al pischa shal Taira, it's recognizable or evident on this one that he didn't even get to the entrance of Taira in Maseches machshirin, and that he really need to learn it for more than 6 months in order to be able to even begin understanding it. And continue to discuss our Mishnah, Arbayin Avas Malachas Chasar Achas, we said there's 40 Malachas minus 1, a total of 39, and the question is, Lai Demila, why does the Mishnah have to say a number? Just list all the Malachas, and when we count them, 1, 2, 3, so on and so forth, we'll find that it's 39. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us this is 39 Malachas? And the answer is, Shema Son Kulam Ba'al Mechad, it's telling us if a person did all these Malachas in one Halama, one lapse of awareness, here's the proper Girsa, Chayav Al Kol Achas V'Achas, he's Chayav for each and every one, and that's why it has to tell us that there's 39 of us Malachas, each one is separate, he's going to be Chayav for each and every one. Now, Tana Rabzake Kumi Rabbi Yechanan, Rabzake taught a din regarding Avodah Zarah in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Zibach, Kiter, V'Nisech, Ba'al Mechad, if a person slaughtered an animal, or he burned incense, or burned the animal, or poured wine, all with Halam Echad in front of Avodah Zarah, Eino Chayav Al Achas, he's only Chayav one, that's because there's no Chiluk Avodas by Avodah Zarah. When a person does a service for an Avodah Zarah, we don't split those up and say he's over multiple lavim, it's really all just one. Nun Dalan on Bezan Tap, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Bavlaya, Babylonian, and we've had this expression before in the Masechta, Avar Tabiotcha Tlos Naharin, you went through with your own hand, you crossed over three rivers, as we said, one has to cross three rivers to get to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, Vitavris, Eine Chayv Al Achas, you're right, you're only Chayv one. Now we skip the next two lines and change because they're not part of the Girsa, and we go on to ask a question on this, Rav Babar Mamel Bo Kumi Rab Zeira, Rav Babar Mamel asked for Rab Zeira, Vihe Chayv Al Kalachs of Achas, a person should be Chayv for every Avoida he does for an Avoida Zara. Why are they just all lumped together? Come on, the Tamer Gabi Shabbos, just like it's said by Shabbos. We have a pasuk that tells us, Loi Sasa Ko Malacha, don't do any Malacha, Klal, and that's a generalization. It tells us, don't do any Malacha. Then the pasuk says, Loi Sivar Ish B'chom Ashay Seichem, don't light a fire in all your dwelling places. Prat, that's a specification. Now, Olei Havara B'chal Haysa, Lav of Havara, lighting a fire, used to be in this Klal, used to be in this generalization of don't do any Malacha. Yatzas Min a Klal, but it was singled out from the Klal, because again, we just had this pasuk, Loi Sivar Ish, focusing just on Ish. Lalamid is to teach you, Lamed is to say, Mahavar Muchadis Maisa Yechid V'chayav Nolam B'nei Atzma, just like Havara, it's its own unique Maisa, lighting a fire, it's its own special thing. Person is going to be chai for it by himself if he just does that. I've called Maisa Maisa Shesh Ba'al Chayav all B'nei Atzma, so to any Maisa, any Malacha that he does in regards to Shabbos, he's going to be chayav on it by itself. That's what we call Chelik Malachas. If a person does a whole bunch of separate Malachas, he's going to be chayav for each and every one. So Avhacha, so to over here, in regards to Avodah Zarah, we should say the same. Lois Avdeim Klal. The Pasuk has a Klal, a generalization. Don't serve them, which is mashma, don't do anything, any sort of avoda for the avoda zara. Then the pasuk says, "Lois ishtachav Elohim, don't bow down to them." Prat, that's a specification. Just talking about bowing down. And so why don't we make the same limud? The bowing down was really included in that klal of don't do any avoda. V'lama yatzos min a klal. So why was it singled out from the klal? Lama to teach you that ma'ishtachavay miuchadis ma'isichid v'chayav nolam b'fnei atzma. That just like ishtachavaya, bowing down to the avoda zara, it's his own unique ma'isa, and someone's going to be chayav for it by itself. Av kol ma'isa ma'isa sheish b'al chayav al b'fnei atzma. So to any ma'isa, anything that he does for the avoda zara, a person should be chayav for each individual thing that they're not all lumped together. Why don't we say the same thing by avoda zara? So our Malay Reb Zeir responded to Rav Bar Mamol b'Shabbos klal b'makom echad uprat b'makom acher. In regards to Shabbos, the klal is in one place, the pasuk of voice of our Eish is in a totally separate place, and therefore we would make this limud that the lav of Eish was yatzos, it was singled out in order to teach us something regarding the klal. However, avoda zara klal shu b'tzad aprat by avoda zara, the klal of loisa avdeim is right next to the prat of ishtachavaya. So we're not able to say that the reason why ishtachavaya was singled out was to teach us something about the klal. That's not how klal and prats work. However, Amar Leir, Bar Mamal responded to him, but we have a different puzzle that says, Lois ishtachavaya al acher, don't bow down to a different god. That's in Shmai's Parak Lama Dalid. And then we have a different puzzle that says, Zaveach lelahim yachram, one who slaughters for a god shall be destroyed. And that's in Shmai's Chav Beis. So I recall makamachar uprat makamachar. Here we have a very clear klal in one place and a prat in a different place. So it lines up exactly with the drasha from Shabbos. Why not say the same thing? And Amar Leir on this, Reb Zeir responded to him, Kivon she'ein atloim in mitzidai, that's a proper girsa, afilu klal b'makam echad, I atlamad, that since you can't learn it from the thing that's right next to it, we also can't learn it even though we have a klal in a different place. In other words, you're right. You did find that by Avodah Zarah, there's a klal in one place and a prat in a totally separate place. However, in that pasuk of the klal, there's also a prat right next to it. So yes, you did find the prat in a different place, but since there's a prat and a klal of Avodah Zarah right next to each other, as we just said, we can't use that prat to learn something about the klal, so we can't use the prat Prat, which is far away, either. And that's Reb Zeir's final answer, why Avodah Zarah is different than Shabbat. Now we're going to have a number of other answers. Chavraya Amrin, the Chacham say, Lo Shanya, Ben Sheklal Makam Echad, Prat Makam Acher, Ben Sheklal Prat Makam Echad, Klalu Pratu. It doesn't make a difference if the Klal is in one place and the Prat's in a different place, or the Prat and Klal are in the same place. It's considered a Klal and Prat. And so technically, even by Avodah Zarah, we should be able to learn that the Prat is telling us something about the Klal. However, there's still a difference between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. B'Shabbos, Klal v'achkach Prat. By Shabbos, first we have the Klal and then the Prat. So we understand that the Klal is including all Malachas on Shabbos. Then we have the Prat, which singles out Eish. So then we're able to make the Joshua. Look, Eish was really included in the Klal. Why do we single it out afterwards? It must be to teach us that there's a Chiluk Malachas. But by Avodah Zarah, Prat v'achkach Klal. First comes the Prat, then the Klal. First it says Loish Yishtachaveh, then it says Loish Avdeim. So you can't say the Prat was being singled out to teach us something about the Klal. The Prat was before the Klal, and that's why Avodah Zarah is different than Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi gives a different answer. Loishan, there's actually no difference. Bein sheklal v'achkach Prat, bein sheprat v'achkach Klal. Whether the Klal comes before the Prat, or the Prat before the Klal. Bein sheklal v'prat u'klal. It's even set up as a Klal, then a Prat, then another Klal. Klal u'prati, it could still be darshan as a Klal u'prat. But still, there's a difference between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. B'Shabbos, Klal b'avodasa, u'prat b'avodasa. On Shabbos, the Klal is about the Avodah, the Malachas of Shabbos. Loisase kol Malacha. And the Prat is also about one of the Malachas of Shabbos, Havara. Whereas b'avodah Zarah, Klal b'avodasa. By Avodah Zarah, the Klal is about general Avodah, as it says Loisa Avdeim, and that's telling us about general Avodahs that are normal to serve an Avodah Zarah with. Prat b'malachas Agavaya. The Prat of Avodah Zarah is talking about something specific, that's Malachas Agavaya, meaning something that could be done for Hashem, and that's where the word Hishtachavaya is used, and that's going to teach us something different, that just like that if a person does something for an Avodah Zarah that could be done for Hashem, but could be done in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, bowing down or bringing a carbon, even if this is not the normal way to serve this Avodah Zarah, he's still going to be Ivor. And so therefore the Klal and the Prat of Avodah Zarah are talking about two totally separate things, and that's why we can't learn it as a classic Klal u'Prat. Now Amar Rav Mana, he says similar to Rav Yossi, just slightly different, Havara Shelo Yitzarich Yatzos. The Lav of Havara by Shabbos, it was really not necessary to single it out, because it was included in the generalization of Loisasa Kol Malacha, and so really there was no reason to single it out. It must be that it's coming to teach us something about all the other Lavim, namely L'chalik, as we've been discussing. But Hishtachavaya, L'tzarech Yatzos, the Lav of Hishtachavaya, of bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, it was necessary to single it out. Why? L'laman al-atzma, Shein Amasa, to teach us something about itself. The general Isra of doing Avodah for Avodah Zarah doesn't teach us this unique thing about Hishtachavaya, which is why Hishtachavaya, bowing down to it, need to be singled out, namely that even if a person doesn't do a full bowing down, Pishi Yadayim V'Raglayim, stretching himself out fully, like he would do in the Beis HaMikdash, and all he does is a slight bow or a slight nod of his head towards an Avodah Zarah, and that's what we're calling She'ena Maisa, it's a very slight Maisa, still he's going to be Iver. That's why Hishtachavaya had to be singled out. Therefore, it can't be teaching anything about all the other Avodahs of Avodah Zarah. And Asher Kahid Tani Chizkiya, this member of Ramana, just like what Chizkiya taught, the Pasuk tells us, Zivech Elohim Yachram, one who slaughters for a foreign god will be destroyed. Yatsa Zvicha, we see Zvicha Shachna Karban is being singled out, is being excluded, because again, we have a generalization that says, Lois of them don't serve them, so why specifically say Zvicha, Lamad al Kol, that's teaching in regards to everything. Namely, if a person does something for an Avodah Zarah that he could have done for Hashem, Lagvaya, even if this is not one of the normative Avodahs of the Avodah Zarah, he's still going to be Chayiv. And Hishtachavaya, Lamad al Atzma, Sheina Maisa, Hishtachavaya, when it says, Lois Hishtachavaya Elohim, don't bow down to them, that's going to teach something about itself, that even if he does a slight bowing, it's not the standard bowing in the Beis HaMikdash, he still is going to be Chayiv for that. So we see the Rav Manos is just like Chizkiya, that Hishtachavaya is teaching something about itself, and therefore can't be used to teach something about the general Isser of doing something for Avodah Zarah. And we just ask, Oy Chalaf, maybe it's the opposite, meaning maybe that's not the limud. And the answer is, don't have it off on top. Davar shu maisa melamed, v'davar she'enu maisa, enu melamed. Something that's a maisa we can learn about another maisa. Something that's not a maisa we can't learn. Since zvicha shechna karban is a maisa, that teaches regarding other maisas. But ishtachavaya, which is just the slight bow of the head, as we said, it's not the full maisa that's done of pishe idam raglayim, that can't be learned to teach something regarding other full maisas, and therefore our limud holds strong. We're going to stop it for now and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.